Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Visitor by Laurie Wick, narrated by Virginia Leishman. This work is copyrighted 2003 by Laurie Wick. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. It is the year of our Lord 1812 in Collingbourne, England. Alexander Tait is convalescing with bandaged eyes after a throw from his horse, when his Aunt Harriet asks one of the Steele sisters to read to him daily. The intriguing voice of this visitor sparks new light in the heart of the young man. Tait begins to wonder about the reasons behind this vibrant young woman's visits. Soon he understands that he is not the only one struggling with blindness. Will these two young hearts trust God's healing touch, however it may come? And now, The Visitor.
Prologue. London, Preston Manor, 1812. Dr. Harville stood patiently in the hallway outside of Alexander Tait's bedroom. Several maids entered the room, a manservant behind them, all of them seeing to their tasks and exiting one at a time. Tait's man, Hastings, as well as his business manager, Charles Pierpont, were among the parade of people. Not accustomed in his line of work to being asked to wait, the good doctor remained silent to see what would happen. "Mr. Tait will see you now, Dr. Harville," Mrs. Thorpe, Tait's aunt, finally appeared to say. She bade him enter. The doctor did so without comment. "How are you today, Mr. Tait?" "I have a headache," the gentleman said quietly. "I don't wonder," the doctor stated mildly, but the comment was not lost on the injured man. "What do you suggest I do?" Tait asked, his voice still quiet. "I suggest you get out of London. It may be that you'll regain your sight if all you do is keep those patches in place. But if my vision were in question, I'd do everything I could to aid the healing." "And what exactly will leaving London accomplish?" "If done properly, it'll give you peace and quiet. Make it clear to your staff that you're not to be disturbed. Leave all your business affairs behind and rest without interruption or demands on your energy. Let your body heal without all this tension." Such a thing had never occurred to Tait, and now the very thought of it caused him disquiet. That the fall from his horse had caused his vision to become dim and blurred was difficult enough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?